WildTalkRadio.com.
I only have one thing to say. It's great to be back on Monday Night Raw!
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is my yard now.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
This is the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow Jeremy today, Instagram.com/MBG1211. And we're playing this tune. Why, Lindsay Ward?
Because vote for Kane!
In a year.
In a year. A little bit less than a year. But vote for Kane if you're in Knoxville, Knox County. Tennessee, go Kane, go. I don't know. He got a good reception tonight.
In front of his people.
In front of his people, he got a good reception, so that's good. Things are paying off. By the way, I said it on the pre-show, but in case you didn't hear for whatever reason, if you're in the Knoxville area and you would maybe perchance like to meet WWE wrestlers, there is a small opportunity that may or may not happen. There is no guarantee. Down at Calhoun's on the river, if you pay $5, there's food, there's alcohol, and there might be WWE talent. So go on down, check it out. Who knows? It's for good cause. You're paying for your future mayor. Maybe, possibly, cocaine.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. He didn't have a good night tonight. Well, he kind of had a good night. But he had a rough finish.
So why did he have a good night?
Well, he came out. He looked he got a good reaction from his people. He looked really good against Jason Jordan. By the way, Jason Jordan can sell like a mofo.
Not you've already screwed this up.
What do you mean?
It's not Jason Jordan. It's Crybaby Jordan.
Fine, Crybaby Jordan.
Because that's his official name now. Because he's Crybaby Jordan. He was crying to Kurt Angle before. Oh, yeah, I was hurt last week, and I wasn't, and now I'm fine, I'm ready to fight. I would fight Braun if he was here, but I'll fight Kane. Yeah, I'll fight Kane. Gets in the ring with Kane. Oh, my knee. I can't fight Kane anymore. I get counted out, and then I got beat up by Kane.
And at that point, Finn Balor makes a save.
Okay, do we really call it a save?
Kind of.
He doesn't do what Taker does. He just sort of walked out there, he flexed, he puffed up his collar, they went to break, and then they had a match. Finn won by DQ. But yeah, like, was that really saving, or was just sort of a distraction?
It was kind of a saving. It distracted Kane. I mean,
yeah, it was a distraction. It wasn't a save. If he was really concerned about Jason Jordan, he would have ran down there and stopped him from getting attacked.
Well, I mean, he's not that concerned with Jason Jordan. He's mainly concerned with getting revenge on Kane. But, you know, Jason Jordan just happens to be there. And, you know, just happens to be getting whooped up on. So, you know, Finn Balor picks an opportune moment. He distracts Kane. Jason kind of rolls away. And then Kane beats on Finn Balor with a chair for 5 minutes. You know, that's what happened.
And you want now. This is what happened. This is a save. Braun Strowman came out, and he charged the ring. And Kane had this look on his face after he swung a chair. He's like, why didn't that work? Like, why didn't that work?
And then he was a little confused.
He was a little confused. And then he got destroyed by Braun Strowman. He got slammed on the steps, and then he got chaired. In the larynx twice, the man has campaign speeches to give Braun. How is he supposed to do it?
I'll figure it out.
Is he supposed to do, I guess, something like this, maybe?
Because I know I can beat Stone Cold again. Because...
That is terrifying you had that queued up.
It was tweeted up.
It's terrifying somebody queued that up.
Melinda tweeted that.
Melinda, don't encourage him. Please do not encourage him.
Anyway, So Kane got destroyed, and then he falls over the barricade and starts crawling away to end Monday Night Raw.
And it's like, is something else going to happen, or is there just going to show him kind of like slowly dying here on Monday Night Raw? And that's pretty much how it ended, was like Kane gasping for air and trying to crawl away. He's a little rusty on the murder.
He's a little
larger men.
He is a little rusty of murder on larger men, yes.
He needs help with the murder on the larger men. Well, I mean, if you think about it, he hasn't done that in a few years, so I can see why he's rusty.
Okay, so we'll go with that. Other things that happened on Monday Night Raw. We had a four-way cruiserweight match featuring Arya Daivari, Rich Swann, Noam Dar, and Akira Tozawa to qualify for a number one contendership match against Enzo Mori for his title. Rich Swann won. Next week, there's going to be another fatal four-way, and the winner of those two matches... That match will face the winner of this match, and then the winner of that faces Enzo for the Cruiserweight title. Because Kurt's been distracted by Steph and Hunter and forgot about the Cruiserweights, and yeah, now he's trying to rein them in. He didn't even know what the Zoe train was. So, that's a thing.
That's a thing.
Roman Reigns opened up Monday Night Raw, basically saying he's got the Intercontinental title, he's going to make it prestigious, and if you want this, the rules are simple. All you have to do is step up and take it. Now, that's basically doing an Intercontinental title open challenge. Correct me if I'm wrong, but about 2 months ago, I don't want to be John Cena. We're 2 months later. What's he doing?
Open challenges!
Like?
John Cena.
Just saying.
I'm not disagreeing.
I just wanted to point that out.
I know. I completely agree with you on that.
So... The men who stepped up were Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas. They came out and they were upset with Roman Reigns for disrespecting The Miz, who was gone for a while to filming a movie. What movie? We'll tell you on Thursday Night on the Rack. They were here too, but they were not in any position to avenge the injustice, but they knew someone who could.
This is where we all breathe a sigh of relief because Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel are not going to die. Because, you know, Bo Dallas finally figured out he's going to get beat up if he challenges people. So he's going to challenge someone and then throw somebody else in there to get beat up.
And the person was the man we all can walk with, Elias. Elias came out. He said he accepted the challenge. And later on, they had a really good match, which Roman Reigns successfully defended his Intercontinental Championship. And before the match, and I'll talk about the other part in a minute. Before the match, we had a concert from Elias.
Oh my God.
But he had backup with him this week in the Mistourage.
Yes, he did.
And what were they doing?
They were playing harmonicas.
Were they playing harmonicas? Part of me believes they actually weren't playing the harmonicas. They were lip syncing? I don't know. They were too good to be a real harmonica player. But it worked.
Oh, it totally worked. Like, I'm not saying that it didn't work, but, I mean, for all we know, Bo Dallas could play a mean harmonica. We don't know that. He could have hidden depths.
Oh, stripping a football, and no one can grab. Anyway, he could. They could have mean harmonica skills. We don't know this. This is true. He's a bad driver, so maybe he's just focused on his harmonica playing. Maybe that's a thing. So there's that. What do you think of the match?
The match itself was fine. I mean, it wasn't anything spectacular to me, but it was good.
So, after Samoa Joe and Titus O'Neil beat the crap out of each other and Samoa Joe won by choking him out and then choked out Apollo Crews...
There go my points.
Samoa Joe was not done. As Roman Reigns is walking up the ramp, he attacks Roman Reigns and Samoa Joe, choking him out as well. We're in with this. So it looks like we're getting Samoa Joe Roman Reigns feud, and that should be pretty solid going forward. So when Roman Reigns was out in the beginning of the show, he caught a promo and then left, and as he was leaving, he runs into another member of this group called The Shield, but they all weren't doing their Shield thing. Seth Rollins, came out. They bumped fists. And Seth went on to face Cesaro in a really good match, which Seth Rollins ended up winning. It was really good.
It was a fantastic match. It really was. I need more of that in my life because it was so good.
Now, Sheamus was on sabbatical in Ireland, but where was Dean?
Oh my God, this is one of the best parts of the show. Because Seth is literally like, damn it, he left me. He left me alone. Poor Seth, he's the lone bachelor. Poor guy. Because Dean and Renee are finally gone off to celebrate their wedded bliss. They're on their honeymoon, so congratulations to them.
Yeah.
But Seth's like, damn it.
He hasn't heard from him in a week. Yes, maybe you should check on him. He said he hoped Renee didn't put the name on her credit card because, you know, Ambrose likes to party. And he challenged them for a rematch. He's cashing in. He's revoking his rematch clause for next week.
Oh, dear. Somebody didn't read the dictionary.
Invoking is the term that Twitter should have used. But
close enough.
Yeah, because next week we will all be champions. Yay. Let's see. What else happened on this show? All right. I'll give you an option of where we go. Oh, we should mention one. No, yeah. Well, I'll give you an option of where we want to go. Do you want to go to the brokenness? Or do you want to talk about the ladies first?
Let's talk about the ladies first.
Okay. So, what happened tonight? It was scheduled to be a 6-woman tag team matchup featuring Bayley, Sasha Banks, and Mickie James taking on Paige, Mandy Rose, and Sonya Deville. Sasha comes out, play Mickey's music. She's nowhere to be seen. They play Bayley's music. Nowhere to be seen. Paige comes out and ends up showing footage of both Mickie James holding onto her ankle, Bayley checking on her neck. They are both attacked backstage. Where are her friends? Should mention Alexa Bliss was supposed to be on commentary as Paige and the crew came out. She slowly left the announce booth. Because she doesn't want to be beat up again. Which was a smart move on her part.
Very smart move on her part. But we need to talk about later.
I'm getting there. So, she comes out and she's talking all about, you know, what about things. And she was asked, what happened? What's behind her actions? She's been hounded on social media about everything. And she said she was a woman a year ago. And she was the one who erased the word diva from the WWE dictionary. She was the matriarch of the women's evolution. And she made a statement last week to prove to everyone who she is. And guess what? She's back. And then she announced that her and her other ladies are called the Absolution. And that Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose haven't forgotten who Paige was. And they've now pledged their allegiance to Paige. Three women ended up beating down Sasha Banks. Thoughts?
Don't like the name.
Okay.
Just because absolution means, like, forgiveness. So they're just beating the forgiveness out of people, or they're beating forgiveness into people. Like, I feel like there could have been a better word choice for this, but there seems to be incorrect word choices abounding tonight, so why not? I can buy Paige. I can almost buy Sonya. I'm struggling with Mandy. Like, I just look at Mandy, and honestly, she looks like the blonde version of Eva Marie. Down to the gear, like, she looks like she got some of Eva's hand-me-down gear. So, I'm trying to give her a chance, but honestly, it's like, she's not doing it for me. The promos didn't help.
I thought Mandy's promo was okay. I thought Sonya's was...
I feel like Sonya just needs to stand there and glare. And that's not a shot at her. That's that... She has the perfect intimidating look on her face. She's great at what she does. So it's like, I feel like she should be a woman of few words and just, like, let her fist do the talking.
So, after this, later on the show, Asuka, in 4 seconds, beat Dana Brooke.
Bye, Dana.
Like, she legit, bell rang, she ran at her, she applied the arm bar, and she tapped right out.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, Paige and her crew came down to the ring and stared down Asuka.
Okay.
As Asuka then slowly walked away without turning her back on the crew. Go ahead.
Okay. Mandy, honey, no. She will snatch you bald. Like, she will kill you. Just, you stay away from that. Sonya, okay. All right. Give her a shot. Paige, yes. I want to see Paige versus Asuka. That could be interesting. That could be really interesting. But Mandy, honey, just stay out of that. Just don't. You're gonna regret it. Don't be Dana. Okay? Just don't be Dana. Dana made that mistake. Dana's paying for it. Don't be Dana.
Okay. So, I'll say this about the whole thing. I like that they gave it time. They put it in a prime spot at 9 o'clock. They're giving this angle time. Then they came back out and did it a second time. They're focusing on it. They're telling a different story, and it's a which is one thing they haven't done in forever, is it's a story not surrounding the women's title. It will eventually, but to start, it's not about the title.
No. And I like that about it. To me, it feels very Shield-esque. It feels very Nexus-esque, if that's a word. And I'm not sure I like it, but I'm not sure I dislike it. I'm just not sold on it yet. Again, it's just there's a choice or two in this that is just like, I don't know about this.
But at least,
I don't know.
But at least they're going for it.
At least they're going for it. At least they're trying something, so I have to applaud them for that. But I look at this group and I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I need to see Sonya and Mandy wrestle before I can make that decision. So it's like, it's going to be a while.
So that's one thing that happened. Now about the other thing that happened. Bray Wyatt was on Monday Night Raw tonight.
Oh, Lord.
He was out there talking about how he never had a childhood, celebrate holidays. He never carved the turkey and never cared. He said the fans care and they celebrate just like they want you to. He told the fans that they tell you what to do, what to buy, who to love, and who to be. He called us all pathetic. He said he tried too hard to show us the way, but they never listen. He said their ignorance fuels him and their suffering brings him joy. He says his eyes are wide open. He can finally see you for who you truly are. None of you are alive. You are all dead. You are all dead. At this point, the Hardy Boys music played, and before we get to the mad thought, you're all dead.
Somebody's a little bitter. They didn't get invited to Thanksgiving dinner with the kids. Because, you know, Braun's got this great new life. Eric and Luke, they're doing their own thing. They have their own family now. And then there's Bray, who's just by himself with no one to love him. And he was hoping to hear from one of the kids, but sadly one of the kids didn't call him. So he had to spend Thanksgiving by himself. The poor thing. He's just a tad bit bitter about it. Not that you can tell at all. I mean, he's fine. He's totally fine. What the hell? Just what the hell? I mean, okay. So the first part of this was good. Was really good. Because it's like, okay, all right. You know, he's doing this thing. Okay, all right. And then we get to, you're all dead. And it's like, what? Like, it kind of sort of hit the rails on that point. And he just, he kind of, it spiraled out of control, which I really liked, where he just got more and more, intense and insane and just everything with it.
He got more Bray Wyatt in his white.
Yeah, he got very Wyatty in his whiteness tonight, beyond what he used to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is beyond Crazy Bray, what we've seen in the past. This is a whole new level of Crazy Bray. Mm-hmm. I like it. I like it a lot, because now he's bitter Crazy Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
He's just bitter. Well, and it's awesome.
Well, yeah. So, we go from that to Bray Wyatt versus Matt Hardy on Monday Night Raw.
Do the Hardy Boys music hit? And I was like, no. I know where this is going. No. Oh, God, I want to cry. Why? Why are they going to do this to me? But just so everybody's aware, we did call this.
Yeah.
Sort of. We did ask Matt Hardy, or should I say Broken Matt Hardy, about the family Wyatt and its patriarch. Talked to him.
We did a while ago.
A while ago. But we did ask him about the family Wyatt. So if you're going to do it, well, before we go there, go on.
Bray won.
Yay, points in fantasy. Thank God he finally delivered, because where the hell you been, son? Honestly.
So, Bray won. The match was okay. It wasn't anything special. They weren't given much time to do much, because it wasn't about it. So Bray hits the sister, Abigail, 1, 2, 3. And the announcers before the match were talking about how Matt has been struggling lately. So, Bray does this thing, and I think we're supposed to see the Wyatt graphic. It didn't appear, so he just rolled out of the ring and left. And I think it should have came back with Matt just sitting in the ring. I think someone missed a cue because Bray did it like an eye thing. It's like he does like a blink and he's supposed to roll out of the ring, whatever. But Matt's up in the corner and he's just sitting there with his legs crossed and sort of just pondering to himself. And then he makes a hand motion with a word.
Delete! Delete! Delete!
Why?
Delete! Delete! Delete!
Why?
I knew you'd come.
As Michael Cole poses the question, is this the beginning of a Matt Hardy breakdown?
Somebody got the rights to the gimmick.
Then Rebby Hardy's out there going,
delete, delete, delete!
With all the gifts and stuff.
I will say this. If they're going to do it, I'm happy they're doing it with Bray. I would have liked to have seen this for Mania, and they may still build it to Mania. I'm not entirely sure, because Bray Wyatt seems to be in the habit of breaking people lately. So we could go there, but I feel like they're going to do this into the new year, which I'm fine with. So I'm happy that they're doing this now, they're doing this first. But you realize what this means, right? That, you know, if we're getting broken Matt Hardy and all his broken brilliance, which you're going to hear me cry about on this show every week, just warning you now.
Yes. She hates when I do that.
I hate that so much.
Yes.
Then the opposite end of that spectrum is Bray Wyatt going full freak on Matt Hardy and breaking out the Sister Abigail gimmick that we never got to see against Finn Balor. And honestly, if he's gonna do Sister Abigail, Matt Hardy and the Broken Universe and all those shenanigans that go with it, this is a better application for it. It fits in better with this than it ever did with Finn.
So there you go. Broken Matt coming really soon. Yes.
No.
Yes. It's going to be a thing, everybody. But we've been screaming about this for 2 years. Finally, facing Bray Wyatt's having an impact on people. Jason Jordan hurt after, he's suffering the repercussions of fighting Bray Wyatt. Now, Matt Hardy is going to suffer the consequences of feuding with and fighting with Bray Wyatt. It's a thing. Finn Balor is suffering from it right now. He's not over, right?
Yeah, totally not over. He got one of the biggest pops of the night. They're doing his hand motion, but he's totally not over.
Yes! That'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, twitch.tv/rockradioshow. It's WTR Sims. Archives available at youtube.com/rackradioshow. Remember, twitch.tv/rackradioshow, 11:15 p.m. Eastern. Thursday night, it's a non-pay-per-view edition of The Rack.
Yay! No, yep, that's right.
Hold on, you did it wrong. Yes!
I'm gonna hurt you.
Yes!
You're gonna see my phone come through the internet and smack you in the face.
Continue.
So tune in. We have news. We have notes. We'll have SmackDown. We'll have NXT. And we'll come up with a discussion. It's likely to be Bray Wyatt related.
Yes.
Given what happened this week. But we'll see where it goes from there. So it's The Rack. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio Show on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, search Rack Radio Show. Saturday night midnight is at CB Radio. The 10-year show happens only once in a lifetime. What are we doing? We're doing the Greater Than Great debate on the greatest moments in CB Radio history. What kind of surprises and shenanigans are in store? You gotta tune in this Saturday night midnight is right here at WildTalkRadio.com and CBRadioLive.com. CB Radio Live on Facebook and Twitter. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies. It's a CB Radio party. You never know what's going to happen. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio returns 10 p.m. Eastern at WTR Sunday Night on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be back next Monday for a Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD. Go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you'd like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters.
Gerwick.net, wrestling figure photography. Follow during the day, Instagram.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin. That's Lindsay Ward. We'll see you right back here for the Raw Post Show next Monday night and Thursday for the Rack. And all week long, along with the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
Sun again, the years to come, it's broken now. TalkRadio.com.